Yeah, so I did science to satisfy myself. I probably did law to satisfy my parents, but I told my brother that he was a barrister, and he said, "Well, why don't you become a patent attorney, which is halfway in between?" And I said, "Patent what?" So imagine a client comes to you with a new invention. Could be for anything. Could be something like Finisar does, or it could be something as simple as a bike. But imagine, like, you've never heard of BMXs before, and the client says, "I call it the BMX." And, well, that isn't actually the invention's name. That's the trademark itself. So you have to separate those two issues at first. That's why they make sure you dual qualify as a trademark attorney and a patent attorney when you become qualified. So what's the difference between a patent attorney and a lawyer? Why would you become one or the other? Well, patent attorneys can only do... The only profession who can draft patents for gain, what the Act calls patents for gain, for money basically. But they can also do trademarks, that's why they force you to get educated in trademarks and designs at the same time. A lawyer can't do patents, can't draft patents, but can sue people and can argue with the patent office about it, which is called patent prosecution. They can do trademarks, designs, they can do copyright. Attorneys can't do that, but if you're dual qualified like I am, you can do both. And they can also sue people, which is called litigation. And they can also work on license agreements, which are contracts between whoever's invented it and whoever wants to commercially exploit it, use it, sell it, manufacture it. But there's a lot of money at stake with patents. We had a client we drafted a patent for called Rick Richardson, and he became famous for suing Microsoft. And he won the first round of the litigation, and the jury gave him, I think, $344 million. So he actually came up with a form of stopping people from using trial copies of software over and over again. And he gave it to Microsoft and said, "What do you think? Do you want to license it?" And they said, "I'm interested." And then a year later, he finds out they're actually doing it on all of their software. You can download it from the net, but you can't download it twice and use it. And so he sues them, he takes them to a court in the US, and gets the massive payout. Round two, unfortunately, the judge took it all back off him. So you go from thinking, I'll buy an island in the Caribbean, to having nothing. But he's going for a third round, and usually what they do is they settle out of court in the third round. He might get $10 million or something like that to walk away from the case. Because the case to run in itself can cost. Big case in the US, $1 million. Big pharmaceutical case in Australia for a pharmaceutical invention, a new drug, probably rack up a bill of $1 million. A mechanical invention, if it's worth suing for, you can end up with a litigation bill of $500,000. So you've got to make sure your clients have got deep pockets. So if you're interested in becoming a patent attorney, you have to do, on top of both the physics degree and the law degree or postgraduate studies in physics, you have to do a Master's of Industrial Property, and that's 9 subjects. So, you know, it's not incredibly daunting, but you've got a lot of competition because a lot of PhD qualified scientists whose career isn't necessarily going their way end up thinking, "Oh, I want a career change, I'd like money, I'd like a secretary, I wouldn't mind a view of the city," or something like that. Get welcomed into the profession like with open arms. You can pretty much, if you've got a PhD in physics, you can just about walk into any office in a patent law firm and sit down and start working. So for people who haven't got either combined it with law or haven't done at least masters or honours in physics and a PhD, they find it tough to crack into the industry. So once you're in the industry and you've got your job, what's called a technical assistant, you do the course part-time, and all the other attorneys will help you out with the essay. So yeah, you probably make it through. It's tough. It wasn't as tough as a physics degree. But it was definitely easier than harder than the law degree. But yeah, I haven't come across anything that was as hard as the physics degree. But out of the 3 degrees that I've done, the one I'm most proud of is without doubt the physics degree. toughest to get and the most interesting, I think. But yeah, that's the day-to-day life of a patent and trademark attorney.